Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
201. Here on the Fan in New York City, Tommy Mugauer. Loogie! Hopefully everybody had a very pleasant Loogie evening. As we have now arrived, Game 3 at Madison Square Garden coming up later on this evening. Programming alert, Yankees are a little bit earlier than usual. A 6:40 first pitch, which means I will be on earlier than usual following a Yankee game. Let's just call it 10 p.m. Which means when the Knicks go up 3-0 in this series, the first voice you will hear is moi. And I will take you to 2 a.m. And if you are a YouTuber, my understanding is that the show following a, because Craig and C-Mac are doing a little halftime show as well. They're also going to do, this is my understanding, if I'm talking out of turn here, this is what I was told. So whatever, this is what I was told. There's a post game as well for like 20 minutes. And then they'll throw to yours truly on YouTube. So you get to see me, you want to listen to me, whatever the case may be. But keep it locked here, WFAN YouTube. That will be later on this evening. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up, the ticket prices and the no watch party outside of Madison Square Garden. But first, let's go to Kenny in Monroe here on After Hours. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, Luz.
What's up?
How you doing, brother?
Great, bro.
Thanks for having me, man.
Of course.
Two quick things. One, I knew, I'm a huge Knicks fan. I knew that was going to happen. I knew it was going to be ours. Two things that happened in game two. It's when Cat dunked, flexed his muscles so right good. In front of Wembanyama.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay? The other one is when Fox went and got in the face of Brunson,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
During the foul line?
Yep.
If you look back at the film, Brunson doesn't flinch. He doesn't flinch. He's got eyes of, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I was like, okay, we got it. So I'm ready to go for it. So can I tell you a quick story about 1994?
Of course.
How about this one? Okay. So 1994, it's June 12th, 13th. I'm on my way to Marine Corps boot camp, Parris Island, South Carolina, okay?
Uh-huh.
The Rangers are in the finals.
Yep.
The Knicks are in the finals,
yep.
Okay? We're on a plane at the same time O.J. Simpson is having his way about town,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Just listen to this. So now when you get into boot camp, there is no radio, there's no TV, there's no nothing. So your mail is about 3 weeks or 4 weeks behind, okay?
Yeah, there's no Twitter, so, there's no, yeah, exactly. So even if you had access
nothing.
To that stuff, you're in the dark, so to speak.
You're in the dark. They close you off from everything.
Yep.
So I'm a huge Knicks fan, okay? 1994, my Staff Sergeant Scarborough, drill instructor, comes in and goes, East Coast recruits, get over here. So we all go, Long Island guys, New York guys, Jersey guys. And he goes, you're a Rangers fan? And I was like, no. They won. You a Knicks fan? I go, yeah, they lost. Boom. And I'm like, that's how I found out, okay? So listen to this. So a guy gets a letter in the mail, one of the other recruits, and I kid you not, he goes, hey, did you hear about Ahmad Rashad? He killed his wife. We had no idea it was OJ. In boot camp, we thought Ahmad Rashad.
What? Because somebody just gave you guys the information wrong, or you read it
wrong? Absolutely wrong. Somebody said, hey, I was like, Felicia Rashad? I'm like, yeah. Mrs. Cosby?
Yes.
That's, we didn't know until like August that it was OJ.
That's so such story because it just tells you the sign of the times, and you couldn't check anything, and you're basically at the mercy of the information that you were getting from the outside world, and you got Ahmad Rashad in the OJ spot.
Yeah, 3 weeks, you know, like the mail was like 3 weeks long, you know, so because they go through it and they check the pictures.
It's carrier pigeon.
Ahmad Rashad.
Yeah.
Ahmad Rashad. I'm like, this guy was great, you know, and yeah.
To find out a couple months later, it was actually OJ. You got that right.
It was actually OJ. Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. But I haven't felt this good in a long time, man, in a long time. And when you see Brunson's face and that foul line next to Fox, and he just stares at him. So I'm in. I can't wait, man. I think I have $108,000 in the bank. I think I'm going to get a ticket. Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. Kenny. Thankfully, Claire Huxtable is all right. She's good. Everybody's good from that standpoint. That is the most expensive. That's what Kenny was referring to. I just saw it flash up. $180,000 is the most expensive ticket right now available to go to the game tonight. And the cheapest is, I want to say, right around like $5,000. And I understand, and Josh Hart brought it up in the media session on Sunday. You know, he wishes ticket prices were lower. And I understand that it prices a lot of people out. And that is certainly unfortunate. You know, if you are a diehard Knicks fan, and you've waited for this moment for 27 years, and you want to be inside Madison Square Garden, and you just can't because it's too expensive, I feel you. Yeah, I'm one of those people. There's a lot of us like that. And that's unfortunate, but I wouldn't allow that to damper this experience. Find your own Madison Square Garden. Find your own party. There's plenty of places to go that are extremely affordable to watch the game with other Knicks fans, where you could feel the energy, feel the passion, feel the electricity, including the watch parties at the Garden when they're on the road, which are basically like a game is going on the court when you're there. I've been to them. They're great. But whether it's a watch party, you know, Central Park does them, which is awesome, or any of the bars around here, they're all doing them, clubs, not just in New York City, but all across the tri-state area. If you want to be a part of that type of camaraderie, then go find it. If you're somebody that's more of a homebody, then just chill on the couch. Maybe have a couple people over or go over a friend or family member's house and enjoy it there. But don't let ticket prices put a damper on your moment here, which we've all waited for a very long time. And as far as the watch party not being able to be held outside of Madison Square Garden, that stinks. I feel for anybody that was planning on going, or anybody that's been there in the past that was debating going, or anybody that would have been there. I do feel bad. I that does suck. There's no doubt about it. There's some things here that are, you know, outside forces that are unfortunate. But again, don't let it damper your party. Don't let it rain on your parade. There are a million opportunities in this great city to find your way into a fun situation surrounded by fellow Knicks fans for both of these games.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I suggest, if you were planning on going to this watch party, to not let it damper your spirits, not to let it damper, and I know it won't because Knicks fans are just, they can't be stopped here, but if you are one of those select few that perhaps it did, don't let it. Go find your fun, because there are plenty of opportunities to find them. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to John in Brooklyn here on The Fan. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, Lugie? How you doing? Good show, like always.
Appreciate
man.
You, man. Thank you.
I just called to tell you, man, right? And I don't know, maybe you wouldn't understand because you're a Mets fan, but these Yankee fans will understand this.
What's that?
I remember we were 3-0 under Boston Red Sox, and we were celebrating just the way you are.
Yep.
Oh, we're going to win the World Series.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm getting my gear for the parade.
Yep.
Yeah, and then we lost, man. And you know what? That was the worst feeling in the world, brother. So right now, I feel you that you think that we're going to win, but we got to pump the brakes there, bud. It's not over. You celebrating like we won. The other day, you got into it with a call, and he hung up on you, and I truly get why he hung up on you, because we haven't won it yet, brother.
Yeah, but, that, but I know the call you're referring to, but he also, I asked him a million times which team he rooted for, and he wouldn't tell me, which I found interesting.
I'm pretty sure he's rooting for the Knicks, but he's...
But rooting for the Knicks and being a Knicks fan are two different things. If you're a Knicks fan, just say you're a Knicks fan. Now, you are one, John, and I understand what the Red Sox did to the Yankees. I'm just... I have been consistent on this, John, if you've listened to the show, and I know you have.
No, I do.
I said the Knicks were going to win in five. I said after game one they were going to sweep. So this is just my take. It's not only just me being a fan or whatever, but I just feel strongly about this opinion that they're going to sweep.
You know, I hear you, and I agree. I feel the same way. But I'm also like, you know, I'm not celebrating yet because I remember what happened to me as a Yankee fan, you know, and the Red Sox.
But wait a second. You can't celebrate. That doesn't mean, but you didn't celebrate on Friday when they won?
Yeah, I did. But
that's what I mean. So you're I'm not saying do your best celebration after these. Wait for the big celebration when they do win it and at the parade. But there are different levels of celebrating. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You don't have to look like OG Anunoby or Jalen Brunson walking around where you're stoic. You can enjoy this. It's part of the run. It's part of the fun.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. But you're already talking about, guys, get your gear.
Some people got to get their fresh to death outfit going. You know what I mean? Some of the ladies out there, they need 6 or 7 days to pick out an outfit. You know how this works. I'm trying to be polite and trying to be a man of my fellow Knicks fans here to just give them a little heads up of what we got coming up.
I hope you're right, Lou. I hope we do this, Lugie, because I'm just like you. I'm still biting my nails though because it ain't over. So I'm ready though. But I'm ready, man. And I hope they do put the parade on Saturday. It'd be way better.
I don't see it on Saturday. My guess is Friday, and if they don't do it Friday because of whatever reason, then I think it will be Monday. Saturday would be like a dream, but I don't see that becoming a reality.
That's what I'm saying. A dream will come true, man. Winning the championship and having a parade on a Saturday. Can we ask for it to be better?
Yeah, it's almost too good, John, which is probably why, and I think there's just a lot of logistics and overtime and stuff that goes into a Saturday that's most likely not going to happen. Perhaps even Friday might be a little bit too much as far as it's a Friday and that'll last like 3 days. fan party, but I hold out hope for Friday, and that will happen if they sweep, meaning it'll line up that way. Now, ultimately, that's not my call. It's obviously the city's call, but hey, you can dream. This has been like a dream. This has been like a movie. This has been like a just something we have wished for so many years. So why can't it end that perfectly? I mean, look, I say it also selfishly. I don't work on a Friday. I have to go to work on Saturday. The parade could be whatever. It could be Monday. It could be Tuesday. It's still going to be amazing. It's still going to be awesome. The party itself is going to last. If they clinch on Wednesday and the parade is Monday, that's going to be Wednesday to Monday of just celebrating, not only on this radio station, this great radio station, but also in the streets of New York, in the local establishments here in New York City, and across the tri-state area, and across this country, because there are Knicks fans everywhere. We've already heard from a lot of them. Some are flying out here. We heard from a gentleman either early this hour or last hour that is getting ready to board an airplane with his daughter that's coming out for both games, which is amazing. That is just awesome. I know a lot of you have headed out to San Antonio and were there for the games out there, or at least one, which is awesome, and you were rewarded. Now, I spoke to a fella last week, Ryan, who was in Seattle for the Mets series with the Mariners, and he had mentioned if the ticket prices dropped, he was going to go to the games with his girlfriend. I sure hope, if he's listening now, I sure hope he went, because I told him to go. And the prices were definitely in that $600 range. I certainly hope he went. And I certainly hope if you were debating going to San Antonio that you ultimately made that decision to go. Because you were rewarded. And this team is going to continue to reward. The prices are high. The prices are through the roof. The prices are astronomical. This team is worth it. This run is worth it. And John in Brooklyn, I know you have that little bit of PTSD as a Yankee fan. And I know you don't want to hear me saying it's over, but it's over. And I've been saying that. I thought it would be a 5-game series. Now I think it's going to be a 4-game series. They lose one, it's a no biggie. They win in 5. But I don't think they are. Until they lose, I don't think they're losing a game. And John, and to anybody out there that's feeling like John in Brooklyn, you've watched this Knicks team all playoff long. You've watched them through this 13-game winning streak. My question to anybody out there right now that is nervous and doesn't like hearing me say it's over or there's going to be a parade, my question to you is, do you see this Knicks team losing 4 games? They would have to lose 4 out of the next 5. They have not lost a game since April. Eddie Scazzeri still worked here the last time they won a game. Late April was the last time they lost. I don't see them losing 1 in this series. And I think there's no way they lose 4 out of 5. Teams that are up 2-0 in the NBA Finals are 32-5. They go up 3-0. Want to take a wild guess what teams are that go up 3-0 in an NBA playoffs are? Yeah. That would be undefeated. Undefeated. And this is more about, you know, I could throw all the stats at you. I could say, hey, the Knicks, they went up 2-0. They won both games on the road in the finals. The only other two teams to ever do that are the Bulls in 93, the Rockets in 95. Those are dynastic teams. Obviously, those teams won. I can give you all that statistics and history, and that's all well and good and fun and certainly adds to the accomplishment of this basketball team. But the reality is, just watch them play. And you know that they're not only a great team, they're on a great run, and with each win, they've gotten stronger and stronger and stronger. And, yeah, you know what? anytime they've been slightly on the ropes and maybe didn't play their perfect basketball, Lady Luck was on their side. Merrill for the Cavs, three-pointer, almost down. He even got a premature bang out of Mike Breen. And by the way, we're two more wins away from a triple bang, the first ever triple bang from Mike Breen. But we got a premature bang this playoff run. That shot goes in last year for a Knick opponent. It didn't this year. Game two against the Spurs. Wemby gets the rebound. Pitches it out to Castle. Castle's not paying attention. Wemby is not paying attention. Turn it over. Brunson gets it. Goes to the line, hits one. Then Wemby misses a shot. If Wemby hits the shot, obviously the game's over. If Castle gets that ball, perhaps the game is over. Spurs score there with a second left. Knicks can't win the game. Those are the things that would have led to their demise in years past. Not this year. It's their year. It's destiny. You could just feel it. The Red Sox were a team of destiny that year. Sports works that way. Not always. Not, I don't think year in and year out in every sport there is a team of destiny. But there are moments when you watch a team and you say, you know what? Boy, this is their year. And nothing is going to stop them, including themselves. And even if they aren't perfect, and even if they have their moments where they don't execute or they leave the door open for their opponent to beat them, to take a game, to tie this series up, it doesn't end up happening. And the difference between this series being 2-0 Knicks and 1-1 is enormous. Enormous. It's the difference between being 32-5, which is the history of the finals when a team is up 2-0, or 1-1, it's anybody's game. It's coin flip. Maybe a slight advantage to the road team there. But ever so slightly. And that's why I'm confident. That's why I'm cocky. Because I've watched my basketball team win every playoff game since night one of the NFL draft. Night one. Think about everything that's happened in your life since the last time the Knicks lost a playoff game. Think about all the things that you've done. In that stretch. It's almost been 2 months. And you think that team is losing 4 out of 5? It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I think it's going to be a sweep. If it's not, it'll be 5. Which was my original prediction. But either way, it's on the horizon. On the near horizon, which means partying, celebrating, parade, euphoria. So yeah, start making your plans. Start booking tickets to get out here if you don't live in the tri-state area and you're a Knick fan. Don't miss this moment. Don't miss this opportunity. And don't miss what's about to happen. Because we are in the presence right now of a historic run and greatness. Something that's been 53 years in the making. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Tony in Montreal. What's up, Tony?
Loogie, I love the vibe, man. It's unbelievable. I've never been more excited about a basketball 4-game final series than this. I've been watching for a long time, but you're right, man. The Knicks are just beyond belief. Listen, I got a couple of stats that are interesting. 1,562 points in 13 games. That's what they've scored. They've outscored their opponents by 273 points.
Insane.
And they're averaging 124 points per 100 possessions, and they are giving up only if the opponents have 100 possessions, they're giving up something like 110 points.
Yeah, it just speaks to how great they've been on both ends of the floor. And when you are that great on both ends of the floor, you win 13 in a row.
Guess what? They're better. They're better than the 99, two teams. They're better than... anyway, they're at the top of the heap.
They accomplished what they're about to accomplish. They are in the on the short list of having the best runs in the history of the league in the playoffs.
Absolutely. And, you know, like, I know a lot of guys are saying, oh, you know, Loogie, don't be too, like, don't be counting your chickens before they hatch.
Yeah,
let me tell you something. You know I love hockey, right? But let me tell you something. I'm super, like, super cool on what you're saying. Because once you destroy a team psychologically,
correct,
and you're playing it to everybody, correct, all these talking heads, yep, that I've been listening to,
the mental game,
they're all saying the Knicks are not going to ever be in the, wait till the West comes, they're going to wipe out the Knicks.
Yep.
Guess what? I kept saying to myself, are these guys actually watching the Knicks play?
No.
Have they watched him?
No.
No, they have not.
They have not.
They presumed OKC or Wemby or those guys are going to wipe out anybody.
They crowned them before they got, because the Knicks to them are, they took advantage of a weaker opponents, and they were not as good as the Spurs or good as the OKC Thunder. It's really been the season-long coronation of the West, and the West is going to have the champion. And little did they know that this Knicks team was not going to be denied, whether it's the Thunder, whether it's the Spurs. This Knicks team is playing better than anybody in the league right now, and they are a team of destiny. And the national media or the coalition of Knicks haters, it's going to be a bitter pill to swallow, but they are going to be swallowing it very soon.
Listen, Loogie, you know, the New York Knicks 2026 team,
yep,
their point differential is 23 points. In other words, they score more points per possession than they give up 100 possessions.
Yep.
So they're ahead of the Golden State Warriors. They're ahead of Golden State Warriors.
Those Dynasty Warriors teams. Yeah, the 2017 team.
Yep. And San Antonio in 1999. That, yep, means that this is ridiculous. They're scoring 124 points. The Golden State was scoring 117 points, and San Antonio,
yep,
was scoring 102
and those
points.
Are the three teams. That, obviously, the Knicks just passed their winning streak of the Spurs team in 99, and they're two away from that Warrior team who ended up going 16-1 on their way to a championship. But, yeah, they've been playing better basketball in the sense of point differential than both of those teams.
Bring the ring by the king.
Yep.
Dr. J.
Well, Brunson's
that's
the king. Yeah,
Dr.
Exactly.
J.
Yeah,
he's going to bring the ring.
He's the king.
He's going to bring the ring. The New York is going to have a canyon of heroes again. You're going to bring the ring. You know what? You guys deserve it. 53 years, bring the ring. Jalen, bring the ring. Bring the championship. I'm New York Knicks. I'm going to have a parade of one up here. I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm the
not?
New
well,
York
should,
Knicks
you know,
fan
Tony,
club
should,
up here.
You should head down. I don't know about that. But you should definitely have a parade up there in Montreal. Why not? Bring the ring. I like that. But, yeah, it's going to be special. And Tony laid it out there. I've been laying it out to you. Whether you want to bring up statistics, whether you just want to say, hey, they've been... I almost said something I can't say on the radio. They've been kicking ass over the last couple weeks. Really, a couple of months at this rate. Like I said, their last loss occurred on the first night of the NFL draft. First night. There is no slowing this team down. There is no stopping them. They're not losing 4 out of 5. In all likelihood, they sweep. Get your brooms out. And I know for some Knicks fans, they don't care how they win, if it's in four. Meaning going into this matchup, they didn't care. But when you wait this long for a championship and you get this type of run where you're not sweating anything out, you're not in a series that's going back and forth. Like most of these runs, it's, all right, let's split on the road. Then we come back home, and it's a tough game, and we get one, and maybe they get another, and now it's a pivotal game five, and the winner of that probably will win the series. But you know what? Game sevens at home, they don't mean what they used to, and it's been none of that. None of that. And there's not going to be any of that. I think this Spurs team is now broken mentally, which I predicted. They would beg for mercy. The Knicks would break them mentally. And that's more in the credit of the Knicks because of their experience, because they've been through these sports wars, because they're battle-tested, they have the scars, they have the bumps and bruises of all these years growing together as a unit. You know, a couple years ago, this team wasn't ready for this. They didn't have the depth. They didn't have the experience together. They didn't have perhaps that eye of the tiger, so to speak. And now they do. And it's that perfect storm of that coupled with the momentum that they have. And when you have these type of runs where you are going downhill at 150 miles an hour, you either get out of the way or you get in their way. And all these teams that have gotten in their way have gotten absolutely boat raced and embarrassed. And the Spurs are next. They're next. Because they're walking into the cathedral of sports and they don't stand a chance. And I don't even see a scenario where I can't even like conjure up a way where the Knicks lose. Okay, they go down. Let's play it out. Spurs get off to a good start. They go up 10 points in the first quarter. I'm not sweating that. I'm not worried. Knicks will come right back. It'll be tied by early on in the second quarter. All right, the Spurs, they take a late lead in the fourth quarter. They got a two-point lead with a minute to go. You got Jalen Brunson out there? I'm not worried about it if I'm a Knicks fan. Which I am. That's just a figure of speech. Knicks are down 15 in the third quarter. Not worried about it. Like every scenario, they were down 22 with about 7.5 minutes to go against the Cavs, won that game. They were down double digits to the Spurs in the third quarter in game one. They won that game. Knicks are up one with 7.5 seconds to go. They win that game when the Spurs have the ball. There's no scenario out there where I feel like the Knicks are going to be in trouble. Even if they're down 20 again in the second half. All right. They'll just battle back. They'll battle back. They'll battle back. They are relentless. Relentless. You might get them once. You're not getting them four times. You're not getting them four. This is a team that refuses to lose. With the heart of a champion, led by their leader, Jalen Brunson, and now guys that have adopted this mentality and the program that they're involved with, and just guys like Cat, guys like OG, they've all bought in, and they're all feeling Shamit, Alvarado. They're not going to be denied. And they're going to do it in style, and they're going to do it in historic fashion. The Knicks are. .888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Ben in Brooklyn. What's up, Ben?
Lugie.
Hey, what's up?
100% right. In Knicks in four, I'm completely excited. I do want to thank you for being positive. You've changed me and made me more positive, so thank you for that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's part of the mission here of Positive Tommy is to, you know, Sports Talk Radio isn't always the most positive atmosphere, which is fine. That's cool. That's the way it goes sometimes, but I try to bring the positivity, not only in the positive times, because that's kind of easy to just kind of be positive when things are going great, but when you need positive Tommy the most is when things aren't going great, because I can remind you that positive days are on the horizon.
And we are right there, brother. We are right there.
Yep, and this Nick team has rewarded the positivity, and they've rewarded really all of us, whether you're negative, whether you're positive, whether you're somewhere in between, Ben. This Nick team has done things that even the most positive Nick fans have taken a step back and said, this is like when you used to get those cheat codes in the video games, you feel like they got a cheat code, and they've cracked that code, and it is not even fair. They are just a team that cannot be beaten.
It's kind of amazing. I go back to 94 with like the heartbreak of all that. You know, I'm an older dude. I'm you know, 56. Jesus. Can't believe that. But you know, to see this is the best Knicks team I've ever seen in my life. It is just a pleasure to watch, and I've never had more fun with my friends watching games than this team right now.
Well, listen, I can't speak to all the Knicks teams of all time because I didn't see all of them, but I would trust somebody that has. Just looking from afar, having seen the teams in the 90s, the teams obviously of the 2000s, and knowing about the teams that won championships, when you consider the run that they're on, and if they close this out in four or even five, it's hard to argue that this isn't the greatest Knicks team of all time because of the way they have smashed through the playoffs on their way to a championship.
Yes, unbelievable, and by far, easily not arguable, the most balanced team of all time.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yep.
It's somebody every night. Every night it's somebody different doing their thing.
Yeah, I think that speaks to the culture. It speaks to the roster that Leon Rose has built. It also speaks to Mike Brown, which is one of the big reasons why you hire Mike Brown, to utilize this bench, to unleash this bench. And I think you see a team that, is, as far as their starters, that are rested when it comes to late in the game. And like you said, hey, a Shamet here, a McBride there, an Alvarado here, a Clarkson there, Mitch. They have so many different ways of beating you, Ben. And that doesn't even include the starting five, which is the best starting five in the sport. This Knicks team is so balanced, so complete, and so connected right now. That's why they have won all these games in a row. That's why they're 13 in a row, on their way to 15 in a row, tying the 2017 Golden State Warriors.
Full on. Enjoy it. Have a great night. Enjoy the series. Knicks in four, brother.
You too, Ben. Enjoy it. Appreciate the call. And that's really for everybody. Enjoy it. You may never see, you may only see, let's phrase it that way. You may only see one championship your entire life for each team you root for. Think about it. I use him because everybody knows Evan, of course. He's never seen a championship. Forget half his teams. No, he's never seen one. So he's got a lot of catching up to do. But let's say each team you root for, you get one. And then in the one that you get, it's this? Where it's so easy? And there's no back and forth? Now, it does take a little bit of the drama out of it. I think you sign for this type of run over a back and forth, but you do lose a little bit of that drama when you are a dominant team. But there still have been like great moments in this playoff run, but a little bit is taken away because they have been so one-sided. And even in the close games, I mean, the biggest thrill was the other night, the comeback at home, but then they rolled in overtime, Knicks did. But you know what? After 53 years, we could save drama for the next championship. Let this one just be the way it's been, which is drama-free. And they're showing the Ranger Parade right now from 94 on television. And that was a big one. Obviously, a very, very long drought. 50-plus years, same thing that we got here. And that meant so much to so many people. I remember that as a kid. 1940, 1994. I remember it. Remember it well. And to me, this one here, you know, you think about that Ranger one, you think about the Cubs, you think about if the Bills ever win a Super Bowl, the Red Sox. When you are a beloved franchise and you have the type of drought that those teams have had, or did have, And now the Knicks still have, but not too much longer. It makes that moment at the parade even more special. It's not your third championship in a row. It's not your second championship in a decade. Heck, it's not even, well, you know, we won one 15 years ago. Now we have one now. It's still special, but nothing like this. Nothing like this. And not everybody is like me in terms of putting the cart before the horse. I'm a big cart before the horse guy, is what it is. But in this instance, I've never been more confident with my cart before the horse statements. So I feel just supremely cocky and confident that everything I'm saying will come to fruition. But not everybody's wired like me. So the point is, once they win a championship, what I'm looking forward to, one of the things I'm looking forward to, is the emotional stories that we're going to hear, not only from hosts on this station, but from callers. Because you know that's coming. There'll be tears, not only of joy, but just of, you know, you think about people in your life that are no longer with you, that were fans of the Knicks, things of that nature, and just all these years of waiting for this, and to hear the testimonies and the stories, because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a lot of, let's go! You know, that's the initial thing. That's the guttural reaction to the winning the championship. And then as it marinates, as it digests in your system, that's where the emotions of all of it, not just the excitement, but the, hey, I remember going to Madison Square Garden for the first time with my dad, or I remember going to this with my mom and watching the Knicks. All of that stuff is going to come out when they win a championship, because that's what it means to win a championship. It's the culmination of all the time, money, hours spent pouring your life into your team, hoping that one day you can have that feeling that you were the best team in the sport and you were the last team standing and you win a championship. Not just the night that you clinch, but to be a part of a parade. That's what it's all about. And that's what it's going to be all about for the next week or so. Bare minimum. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I see you guys up there. We'll get to you. Another couple hours to go here on After Hours. I'll explain coming up why I am rooting for Karl Anthony Towns to win the MVP of this series. And so far, I think he has been the MVP of the finals. If you'd like to join the conversation, it is 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, here on The Fan.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
247 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. Karl Anthony Towns has been unbelievable in this series so far. I think he's been the MVP. You know, not only for his offense, which flows through him, this Knick offense, and ever since Karl Anthony Towns allegedly, or reportedly, you know, marched into Mike Brown's office and said, "Coach, I think the offense should flow through me, go through me. I should be the center point of it." And Mike Brown said, "Sounds like a great idea. Let me get with my coaches. We'll draw it up, and that should be our plan of attack." That's allegedly how things went down, paraphrasing the conversation. And Cat has played his best basketball, I think, of his career, really since the, I'd say, the deadline, the trade deadline. And I think a lot of that had to do with the Giannis nonsense being now in the past and no longer, hey, Giannis is here and I'm out, meaning Karl Anthony Towns was shipped out of here. And that is given Karl Anthony Towns, because I think mentally his game was just off in the first half. Something was clearly bothering him, and I think it was the Giannis stuff. But now that that is over, and once it became official that Giannis was not going to be a Knick, and Giannis always needed the Knicks more than they needed him, that's clear, that's obvious. Cat has played his best basketball. And I think he is well on his way to being the MVP of the finals. Now, I'm going to tell you coming up why I am rooting for him to be that MVP. Let's go to Ram in Jersey City here on The Fan. What's up, Ram?
Lugie, what's up, baby?
What's up?
I told you four. Look, I got a few points. First of all, who knew that all we needed was the Knicks to win to get this city a friendly place? Because you could feel it in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
The city is united. It's incredible.
Yep.
But my quick 2 points are, look, the Knicks clearly look like the better team. They're professional. They're cool. They're calm. While the Spurs, they're everywhere. They're crying to the refs. Even though they're getting the calls, the Knicks, they're not getting the calls, but they're still going about business.
Spurs are flossing.
Not saying, yes, completely. And Cat punched this kid in the mouth, and he hasn't been able to recover. I mean, he's dominating him.
Cat in this series specifically, that edge that we've been looking from him for really his entire career, but especially his Knick career, it's there. You know, that killer instinct, that attitude, that dog in him, dare I say, that's been there in this series.
And absolutely. And my second point is nobody's talking about Dolan, man. Dolan, you know, a few years ago, we couldn't get nobody to come over here. Yep. He did the right thing. He got the right hire, and he got the hell out the way, man. And now look at us. You know, you got to give him his credit, because if he stays in the mix, who knows where we would be right now. Yeah. Knicks and four, like I told you, Lugie. Knicks
and four. Yep, Ram. And you brought up Dolan, and Dolan, of course, hired Leon Rose, which was the best thing he has basically ever done as the owner of the Knicks. And then everybody got on Dolan, you know, after Tibbs got fired, because everybody thought, oh, Dolan is meddling and he's involved. This is a Dolan call. When in reality, it was, I think, a organizational call. I think every member of that roster played a hand in Tibbs being fired. I do.
Including the superstar.
Bingo. Because if Brunson wanted him here, he'd be here. It's a dirty secret. Nobody wants. You don't think him and Josh Hart have stroke in that locker room? Are you nuts? Now they're the good guys, and they can't be at fault, and we got to blame Cat and Bridges because they're kind of the bad guys in this scenario. Reality is, if Brunson and Hart, especially Brunson, wanted Tibbs here, he'd be here. So it was everybody. It was Leon. It was a collective thing. But there were certain people like Dolan and Bridges and Cat that were painted to be the evil guys that are meddling, and the two other, you know, Bridges and Cat. Oh, they're soft, and they wanted Tibbs out of here. BS. Everybody wanted Tibbs out of here, and you know what? It was the right decision.
Yeah, and I didn't think so in the beginning. I didn't like it, but obviously that's what we need to look at. Our bench is playing crazy lights out, and it's because they were involved right from the beginning.
Correct. Yep, that's it. And you hire Mike Brown to play the bench, to unlock Bridges, to unlock Cat, and to get this offense clicking like it's been clicking for, you know, 2 months now, where they have just boat raced their opponents. And Mike Brown, the players deserve a ton of credit, but Mike Brown certainly deserves a lot of credit. And you know what, Ram? Not an easy, this I don't think could be, you know, stated enough, is that this is a pressure-packed type of situation for Mike Brown. You know, there was a report that came out when the playoffs started that even if Mike Brown got to the finals, he still might get fired. Which is crazy, but it's also it shows you the type of expectations, the type of pressure, and Mike Brown has handled it with class. He's handled it with a smile. He's been funny in these press conferences. He's made great adjustments. He has just been unbelievable, and a guy that has gotten, you know, more than even a second chance here. He's just gotten a new lease on a coaching life, and Mike Brown has taken full advantage of it.
Yeah, the timeouts, the challenge in game one. I mean, come on. He's done a brilliant job.
Yep, and he got a lot of... And I won't say, you know, there were people that thought he was going to get fired in the middle of the year when they were on that bad stretch. And Mike Brown has weathered that storm. He's handled an immense amount of pressure from the media, from this fan base, because he was brought in here. You weren't alone, Ram. There were a lot of people that were Team Tibbs and were frustrated with the firing. They were frustrated with the process of looking for a new coach. And they certainly weren't doing cartwheels when they found out Mike Brown was going to be the guy. And Mike Brown has put his head down. He's done a great job, and he proved everybody that doubted the situation wrong.
And the players are playing for him. They respect him, and he's got them giving him everything they got.
Perfectly said. They're playing for him. And I think that's what it is. It's whatever that message is in the locker room. And Mike Brown's a very likable guy, so I'm sure that has a lot to do with it as well. And these players have rallied around their coach, and they're playing for him because, you know what, Ram? These players... All of them wanted a new coach here.
Yes. We needed it. Yeah. We needed it, man. Yep. The city needed it.
To take the next step.
Hey, and I'm going to see you at that parade.
I'll be there. You know, I know a lot of people want to meet Positive Tommy that day. Now, here's the deal. I don't know what the situation here is as far as... I assume it's going to be Evan and Tiki out there. But I don't know what the situation is as far as any of that and location... But I know that I think cell service is going to be awful. I mean, you're going to have 3 million people. The TikTok bros are going to be posting videos every 35 seconds. Our digital team is going to have 9 million videos out, you know, within the first 20 minutes of them standing there. You know, it's all hands on deck. So it's going to be a day where a lot of people have their cell phones out. So I'd imagine, not that I'm meeting up with any of you via cell phone, but you get my point here, is that it's going to be very difficult to meet up at a parade like this. So it has to be, as Clyde would say, be very serendipitous. But in a year of destiny, I feel like the destiny is that we'll all have our moment at the parade. And we're all going to get to enjoy this together. But yeah, the Tibbs firing and the hiring of Mike Brown is a huge, huge part of this. Huge. And I can't say enough great things about Mike Brown. Oh, he's not a New York guy. He's not going to be able to handle... Okay. And even if... All right, fair criticisms. But you know what? Mike Brown has proven a lot of people wrong. And he has unlocked this team. And you said it perfectly there, Ram. They play for him. They clearly love playing for Mike Brown. And Mike Brown might not have been the best hire the Knicks could have made. But you know what? He was the right hire. And sometimes, that's more important. He didn't get the best hire, perhaps. But he was the right hire. And clearly, it wasn't even their first choice. We know that. But it was the right hire. Just like Brunson. Not a superstar. Some would say he was a good player, not a great player. Typical Knicks. Never ends. It's about to end, by the way. Even though Brunson maybe didn't fit the prototypical guy that you bring in to change a franchise around, just like Mike Brown didn't fit the prototypical coach that was going to bring this team their first championship in 53 years. Well, you know what? Together, Mike Brown and Jalen Brunson are going to accomplish that. And they're going to accomplish it at a level that has never been seen before. In terms of point differential, in terms of winning streak, that combination. The likes we've never seen before. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. I have you for another 2 hours here on The Fan till Al and Jerry come your way at 5 a.m. Knick fans, let's line up now. The number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. 1-800-889-888-1019. It is Tommy Lou Gower, Lugie in the Late Night, here on The Fan.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.